This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks. Set.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, I thank you for your support for the first 400th episode of Track World. That is now history. And we start today on our way to the 500th episode. I thank everybody who has made an input in Track World with Alpheus Finlayson on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. On the 400th show, I mentioned the 81st birthday of one and only Herbie Hancock, one of jazz's best. I met Herbie at the Blue Note in New York and had an opportunity of mentioning some Bahamians, specifically Deputy Prime Minister Desmond Bannister and Carl Brennan. They all attended Herbie's alma mater, Grinnell College in Iowa. And I spoke with a friend who listens to the show every week, and I always call him to ask him, how did the show go? And he mentioned that Desmond's father had passed that day. Well, we'll never know what is going on in the universe. Never know. I do apologize for not being able to make the show with the one and only Dr. Tim Barrett. He and I, along with several others, had the opportunity of participating at the first Bahamas track and field meet, at the first meet at the Queen Elizabeth Sports Center on Friday, the 29th of April, 1966. Well, I defeated Tim that day due to a bruised heel. As I remember, my brother Joey won the junior triple jump for St. John's, and I won for the Big Red Machine. And on the 20th of June, that same year now, we had Barrett winning the Central American and Caribbean Games in San Juan, Puerto Rico, setting a new games and national record. Welcome to Track World, my long-term friend. And how was your day?
Excellent. And thank you for having me.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Now, I have to recognize some of these people. There's over about 370-something people watching. But as we go on, it's Vanessa Colby, my cousin from Andrews. And then we have Tennyson R.G. Wells, he is one of the people watching, And as we go on, we can't call all the names, but I'll try to recognize them as we go on. Well, Track World is sponsored by Sun Oil Limited, Arawak Homes, my bestseller book, From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition, AFD Management Services in Pairdale, and Kalina Insurance, where I have been a financial services representative for more than 40 years. Well, Timmy, how long have you been in this business? As long as me?
In my business?
41 years for me.
47 for
47.
Me.
47. Okay, I hear what you say. You stuck to one thing, Timmy. If
yes.
I had stuck to one thing, I would have been near to you in more ways than one, Timmy. You know what, what we're talking about. Lest we forget, we need to mention that today is Black Tuesday. Did you remember Black Tuesday, Timmy?
Yeah, I remember it very well.
Very well. You were closer to me than the action.
Well, I was there and I saw it.
Uh-huh.
So you can't forget it, and you can't forget the significance of it.
Not at all, not at all. So we now go to our first commercial break, and upon our return, we will get down to business. And we go to our first commercial break.
My team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up with Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Tim, you're a music man. What was that tune?
Oh, I can't call that name. I recognize it, but I can't call
the name. The T-Connection, Kush.
Okay.
Well, when I became the, public relations person for the B3As, and that would have been 77, whenever I did a recording, I used that. And T and the rest of them know that, so I don't have to pay any royalties for that. No, I mean, I'm unbelievably talented, one of the best talented Bahamians.
Spent a lot of time down at Nassau Beach.
That's what I'm talking about.
Spent a lot of time down at Nassau Beach watching them live.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Well, so tell us what you have for us this evening. I think you're going to knock them out of the park. And we have Neil Butcher is watching too. Thank you, Neil. Neil Butcher.
Well, I think you wanted me to discuss my book.
Your book, that's what it is about.
And the book is called Once, The High Cost of Not Living. And it took about 2 years to write. It's by Guanimo Press. Patty and Nico Nicholas. But it's really the result of my wanting people to live the best life possible. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Just let me stop one bit. Is Greg Barrett your cousin? Any relationship? No, just a name.
Greg is family, yes.
Well, he reminds me now. Who else went to that school? None other than your really teammate. And who was that? Norris Stubbs.
Norris Nut Stubbs.
Norris Nuts. Thank you ever so much, Greg. Go ahead, Timmy.
Yeah, so I thought that it was important for me to help people to understand that just being alive is not really living. That's passive. That's not active. That's not intentional. To have the best life possible, you can't have it by accident. You have to intend to and then find a way for you to have the best life possible. You know, the Bible says everybody got to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. Well, you have to work out the best way to, for you to have the best life, because within the context of the dispensation of time, we have birth, we have life, and we have death. The bookends are birth and death. In the middle, that's where we have to take the opportunity with each passing moment to have the best life possible, because it only comes once.
Yes. Once.
Once.
Yes, yes, yes.
It only comes once.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a whole lot of things that you have to consider. The first thing is getting to know who you really are and being honest with yourself. Being honest with yourself.
That's
about
very hard.
The truth hurts.
Extremely hard.
But, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
And then deciding what you're going to keep and what you're going to throw away, what you're going to modify. It's not complicated. It's complex, but it's not complicated, because you have to look at every aspect of your life. You have to look at your relationships, your fitness. You have to look at everything that you do in relation to interaction with your environment, all the responsibilities you have, all the roles, because it's all different. Within the context of the uniqueness of the individual, you're only going to be here once. I'm only going to be here once. There's no way for us to have clones, duplicates. It happens once in the universe's existence. And I don't think people understand how special they are within the context of a one-time only individual person, creation of God, passing through at this time only and having the opportunities that come with this time only. How do we make the best of them? Right. First of all, we have to want to make the best of them. In order for me to be a better doctor, I have to be a better person.
Yes.
I can't just study more medicine. You know, I don't care how much medicine I study and skills I have, that doesn't make me a better doctor necessarily.
What about relationships?
Relationships are so important. For me, everything is about quality of relationships. Quality of relationships add value to your life. They increase your quality of life when it's good quality. And they decrease length of life. And so your relationships with your children, relationship with your friends, relationships with your intimate partners, your mates, and relationship with God to say the least, that you should be working on all the time, trying to get in closer fellowship with, you know.
Yes.
With what I believe is the triune God. You know, not everybody believes in that, but I declare my beliefs, and I'm not ashamed of the gospel. So relationships are, they're always going to be easy when you recognize that we're all different. Accept it, respect it, allow for it. So you don't have to agree with me.
Completely different.
Completely different.
Twins are different.
Identical twins are different.
Yes.
Identical twins are different. And so relationships are easy when you intend to have a good relationship with somebody. You know, the Bible says, as far as lies within you, live at peace with all persons. If you want friends, so show yourself to be friendly. It sounds oversimplified, but when you don't have to be right, when you can instead make doing the right thing more important than being right, you've got the formula for excellent relationships. Oh, yeah.
Tim, as I look through here, I see a sonnet. I think that maybe somebody that I know or we know. Sonette, I could be mistaken.
Okay.
But then we also have a Carla Pratt who is watching. I think when I saw her at some point, I told her about your book.
Okay.
You know, I try to spread the word as much as I can.
And I thank you for that.
Yes.
I thank you for that. I just read a very interesting book review that was done in another newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
By Diane Phillips. Amazing.
Oh, yes.
That book review. I just got hold of it today because I wasn't aware that it had been published. The way she writes about it. People have been giving me a lot of good feedback on it. And I am so grateful and humbled by the feedback. But what generally people say is if you read this book and you don't see yourself in it, you really ain't reading.
That's right.
Because it causes you to pause and reflect on your own life, which is the purpose of the book.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yeah, purpose of the book.
So I took forever to read the book.
Okay.
I saw plenty of myself, okay? Mm-hmm. And it told me that some of the things that I should do.
Okay.
But there's a whole litany of things in the book. From one, you know, I kept on reading as much as I could. There's some other things that you would suggest.
Well, I really wanted to point out in one section of the book, and I'll, you know, there are quite a few things I can highlight, but this one I will highlight, and that is that love is not a feeling. You know, and
it isn't. I thought it was.
A feeling can accompany love,
okay,
but love itself is a choice and a set of actions.
Oh yes.
Okay, a choice and a commitment to care for someone.
Somebody.
All right.
Somebody special, normally.
To just care.
Yeah.
To just care, because you don't. When we hear love, we think of romantic love and falling in love. I don't know how you do that, but, you know, I mean, the romantics are going to jump all over me now, but, you know, you're attracted to somebody. There's affection that develops over time, but as soon as somebody does something you don't like, then you don't feel that feeling anymore.
Yeah.
So if love depended on a feeling, you're in and out of love all the time. That's too herky-jerky for me.
Yes.
All right. So a choice and a commitment to care for someone, to be concerned about their well-being, to have compassion for whatever it is that they are going through at any time, to confront them about things that you think to correct if it is your place to do so, to chastise in love, and in all, to be consistent. Well, there are no feelings associated with those things at all. The closest thing we have is compassion. Mm-hmm. And this is how Jesus went through. Moved with compassion, he acted. All right. So love is a set of actions that are consistent, that says, I value and I want the best for you, whether it's correcting you or just showing care, concern, and compassion for you. And the romantic feelings that go along with intimate partner love, and the kind of feelings that go along with love for family and friends, and the kinds of feelings that go along with love for your children, parental love, they all have different qualities in relation to the feeling that the feelings that are expressed. But that's not the love itself. It's the motivation behind your actions and the actions themselves that equals love.
Well, Tim, I'm sure that a number of people would like to chat with you. And the number that we would wish to use is 323-6232. 323-6232. You can talk and chat with Dr. Tim. The question is also, why did you take that route to do medicine and forward?
Boy, I can't remember ever wanting to be anything else but a doctor from when I was growing up. I don't know where the idea came into my head, but anytime somebody would ask me what you're going to do when you grow up, I ain't grow up yet.
My nephew, somebody asked him, what is he going to do when he grow up? He said, up where? Do understand that.
I know.
It's many years ago now.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know where the seed was planted, but doctor was it? Mm-hmm. And I grew up, that's what I, you know, when you started picking out subjects for A-levels.
Yes.
Then you zone into the sciences because that got you into UWI at the time. Mm-hmm. Well, what happened is I got a scholarship to University of Southern California, and so that sort of diverted me for a couple of years before I got back.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Before I got back to UWI and completed my degree in medicine.
What was the difference between your mother and father? Upbringing.
Well, my father was quite a bit older than my mother to begin with, but they had a lot in common. And I think the thing that bonded them was their musicianship and their love for music.
Boy.
All right.
That's a bond, you know.
That's a serious bond. Yes. My mother describes my father as the finest musician she ever knew. Mm-hmm. And if you know my mother, you know that she played in church for 70 years, from the age of 7 until she was 77, you know. And she was involved in the Nassau Amateur Operatic Society and lots of other things that were going on in the country musically. Even taught music for some time, music and math.
And math.
Mm-hmm. Well, when she was a teacher, and then she became manager at one of the Scotiabank.
Well, Tim, that is unbelievable to be able to do all of those things and do that. I remember very well her at Scotiabank, right downtown. And then your sister had the opportunity to go to the First Caribbean on Sherry Street.
That's right. My mother was busy, but she didn't make it look difficult. I mean, this is a woman who could sew and sewed for her her girls. Okay, when my daughter was born, she made the christening dress herself.
Okay.
Yeah. She could sew, she could crochet. My grandmother also knitted. And we saw these people, she did shorthand. You know what it is?
Yeah.
You remember? Because
yeah,
when you're talking fast, somebody, shorthand was
shorthand.
A skill. You know, we got stenographers now.
But Tim, I never had a grandmother. And I feel I had two grandfathers.
Okay.
But I feel cheated.
That you
I
didn't
feel
have a grandmother.
Cheated that you didn't have. Because the grandmother favors the children, you know.
Well,
and they're the people who have a significant thing with the children.
Well, I was raised in an extended family home.
Mm-hmm.
There were three couples in the home. It was my grandmother and grandfather, my mother and father, and four children downstairs, my uncle and aunt, and the four children upstairs, along with a foster child. So all of that, one house on Meeting Street, opposite St. John's Native Baptist Cathedral.
That's very good. That's
yeah.
very good.
Yeah.
Well, continue in some of the thoughts that you've had based on the book.
Well, I can just open it. I'll tell you what Greg likes. Greg likes dealing with important challenges.
But everybody has them.
Everybody has them. But I'll tell you where I just want to stop for a minute and talk about my inspiration for the book, which came as a result of watching Dead Poets Society, the movie.
Okay.
Robin Williams was an iconoclastic teacher in a prep school on the East Coast. And from this prep school, you know, you'd get ready to go to Cornell and Yale and all those, Harvard and all those.
MIT.
You were top notch. You went there because you had money. And if you watch it, there was one young man who was there who was brilliant, but he was on scholarship. And there's a tragedy in relation to him.
Mm-hmm.
But when Robin Williams' character was teaching the boys, he was telling them, look, stop being clones. Don't you've got to question things. And he made them do all sorts of strange things in the classroom, like, you know, put on the jackets backwards and stand up on top of the desk and tear out the introduction to the books.
Mm-hmm.
But he formed the Dead Poets
Society.
These are poets who were dead. And, you know, they would be reading these things. And when I heard the expression, you have to suck the marrow of life, I can't tell you how bang that just hit me. You know, suck the marrow. Get everything from it. Don't leave anything there. Why are you going to die not having lived? You know, because he says, you know, here's what he says. Let's see. I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately. And my comment is, here we see that the author is describing how he wished or planned to live his life deliberately, intentionally, thoughtfully, purposefully, and not casually, haphazardly, or by chance. With all of life's complexities, he is saying that his intention is to find a way to bring his understanding and his focus to how he chooses to live life. And then he goes on to say, to front only the essential facts of life. And my comment is, this describes the author's emphasis on making sure that he had taken the time to list and prioritize things that were important in living his life and avoid and certainly not engage in things that were considered by him trivial and unimportant. That's an important thing for us to do. We have to separate out what's important for everything. Will take up time, and if we allow it there, it becomes important, but is it really important to us? Mm-hmm. You know, because as long as it's taking up your time, it's important because it's taking up the only time that you have. The moment is the only time you have.
And you don't get any more.
No, you get less.
Yes, yes. So, Tim.
Yeah.
Somebody else is watching who you would know very well. A young man called Ted Adley. Ted Adley. They lived in your area?
I can't remember where they lived. Probably just down the street.
Yes. That's Francis Hilltop. Adley's son.
Yes, Hilltop.
And A.F. Adley's grandson.
Yes, Hilltop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ted.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. This is what he says. He said, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach. Here he is, the student of life, wanting to learn what life is teaching him. And so this describes his humble attitude of willingness to allow life to teach him, his willingness to learn and grow. If we have the attitude of learning and growing, then we you see, you can't be humble and haughty at the same time. The minute you have humility, haughtiness goes. All right? So that's the beauty of it. And you allow things to teach you, and you accept that you can be wrong. As long as you can accept that you can be wrong, then you will insist on being right, and then you can do the right thing. It's amazing how many less mistakes you make that way. All right. He said, and not when I came to die, discovered that I had not lived.
Boy.
It's a sad commentary when people reflect. Regret. You know, I've said in the book that I live a life of no regrets now. I make my choices. I'm responsible for my choices. I'm not saying they're good, all of them. They're certainly not perfect.
Hardly anybody. Is there anybody perfect that you know of?
Not this side of Jordan.
Not this side of Jordan.
But you know, here's what he said. I did not wish to live what was not life. Living is so dear. I mean, you can see how heartfelt that was when he said it. You could almost hear him and feel his emotions as he was saying it. Living is so dear to me. Living is dear to me. I have to make it important to me. So we get the re-emphasis on ensuring that only the essential and important things of life were going to be included along his journey, as well as how deeply he felt about the preciousness of life and the time he had to live. Nor did I wish to practice resignation, he said, unless it was quite necessary. And so he said, look, sometimes you just got to resign yourself to the fact that that's the way it is.
Yeah.
I don't like to practice resigning. All right. I don't like to just accept. Okay. But sometimes you have to say, that's the way it is. So he's conveying here that accepting less than best was not his plan. That giving up or capitulating was not an option for him, except when he had no other option than to resign himself to his reality. And then he goes on to say, he wanted to live deep and suck out all the marrow of life. What a metaphor. What a visual.
So, Tim, what you have been doing is, from here to there, using this at different corporations and all of that. And how is that going?
Well, the book has just recently gone into bookstores, mm-hmm. But it is It's selling, I mean, just regularly. I mean, it's consistently selling. So people come to the office and they come, they pick up a copy, two copies, five copies, 10 copies. We had the all the Anglican priesthood. They were donated copies by Sir Franklin.
Okay.
And I think it is envisioned that at some point in time, we're going to do a workshop on the book itself. Of course, this gives me ideas about producing workshops on the book.
Of course.
Okay,
of course.
So that's another level and another phase to have the to secure the longevity of the book, you know.
That really is something else.
Yeah.
Yes. So we can go to a break now. We can go to a break now, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about some other things.
Hello from the Shell Fuel Labs, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up the Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
Gran, it was good to see you, but we've got to get home.
Yep, we've got to let the dog out.
Speaking of dogs, you won't believe who I saw the other day.
Who?
Honey.
Remember Anton, Jeanette's oldest boy? The one with the dogs.
With local claims managers, we pay your motor claims fast. We're like a goodbye at your granny's that doesn't take 30 minutes.
We really got to get going.
So soon?
CG Atlantic Agents. Insurance, health, pensions, life. Good like that. As Insurance Brokers and Agents Limited, trading as CG Atlantic Agents.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
And we're back with the one and only Dr. Tim Barrett. Now, this area, after this break, we talk about kudos. And kudos is just letting people know how significant they are, what they have done. And I start with Jazz Chisholm, the Marlins. And it so happens that Antoine Richardson is one of the managers.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable that we will have, well, Jazz is way up there. Have you been to, it would have been 2 years ago that they had these things at the Eastern Fort, you know what I'm talking about. They had the baseball players come, and they brought also players with them.
No, I didn't. Attend that. That must have been amazing.
It's amazing, unbelievable, yes. Unbelievable. And for the, I mean, you know, we do have a number of great, baseball players.
We have a lot of athletic talent across the board in this country.
That's
amazing,
right. That's right.
Music, art, and athletic talent. We got a lot of good artists in this country as well.
Tim, unfortunately, Bahamians don't check for a number of them because they know Bahamians too well. but we need to let people know.
And support one another.
And support one another.
Yeah.
Support one another.
Yeah.
So we go from Jazz and Richardson, and we start with the weekend of track and field. Tim, we had in Jamaica an event that we were all able to watch as one of the trials for the Olympic Games. Mm-hmm. Now, they're not going to have their trials, final trials, I think, until the end of June or something like that. But you had some people doing very well, extremely well, people that hadn't you heard about before. And then we're talking about the Drake relays. The Drake relays normally is the same time as the Penn relays, but there ain't no Penn relays.
Yeah.
And my friend who I stayed with in Philadelphia, he lived close enough to the stadium. And he's telling a friend of mine, somebody you would know, that when he went to St. John's, he says that 2022, get ready to go to the Penn Relays because it's not going to happen this year.
Okay.
And then it is unbelievable now. We're talking about Shawnee Miller-Bebo. The opening of the Eugene Stadium.
Yes.
And she did 49.08. And somebody told me, said, why she didn't run any faster? Why should she run any faster? She is way ahead of whoever else and some good people.
But she paced herself well.
Very
well.
She paced herself well because there are a number of things coming up before the Olympics. And you need to be able to do your best at that particular time.
That's right.
So what do you think, just going out a little bit now, about a young lady who did one of the best performances in Doha at the World Championships. She ran everything. Father's Nigerian and mother is from... what's the name of the place?
What's her name?
I'm trying to remember the name. But she is from, her mother is from, oh heaven, some place in the Gulf area. In the Gulf area.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah. Okay. So, but what I'm saying is that.
Two of us have seen your moments.
Two of us. But what I want to say is that I would recommend, we already started talking about this, Tim, is that every Bahamian should make it a point to be able to attend the 2022 World Championships in Eugene, Oregon.
Well, that's right.
And that should be, I mean, this is the closest place that you can get to.
And
although it's far.
Eugene
is just wonderful.
That's a New track-savvy place.
Yeah.
They are
track town. That's what they call it. Track town USA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Track town USA.
Yeah.
And that really is something else. I encourage everybody to make it a point, making an effort to go there. And we're trying to make some specific situations whereby we have some of our stars, okay, to be able to go to Eugene, sponsored by the World Body. And that's what we're looking at.
Okay.
So, birthdays now. Haile Gebrselassie was 48 a couple days ago. And guess what? I had the opportunity to present him his flowers at the 2000 Sydney Olympic Games. And guess what? That race with him and the Kenyan, Tim, the difference between them and the 10,000
mm-hmm.
was less than the distance between the winner in the 400 in the 100 meters.
Yeah.
It was just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Now, I had the opportunity to meet Gebre Selassie a number of times, but specifically in Stuttgart on... Let me tell you this, the Ethiopians, Oh, man, they have their flag. They get all excited. You would have looked at the World Championships. You have the Ethiopians, you have the Kenyans, and you have the, you know, the young people that came out, I forget. It's just under Kenya, just south of Kenya. And it's unbelievable, the 800 meters and all of that.
Well, the Ethiopians, they also have a lot of females.
Well, of course. They have, the unbelievable best. Females.
Ooh.
Unbelievable females. So I will go back here now. My brother, former long jumper, is on triple jumper, is none other than Spence Finlayson. Okay? Spence Finlayson. And guess what? His birthday is the 29th of April. What happened on the 29th of April? At the same time we were jumping, the pennant relays was happening.
Okay.
And there's a young man who was a little further up in New York who broke the pennant relays record. I could always remember that. Broke the pennant relays record. And then the one and only Barry Farrington. You all know Barry Farrington, his birthday. And you should know this young fella now. Plato Thompson is watching. This fella now that I'm talking about is an unbelievable photographer. Went to Aquinas, and his name is none other than Driz Munnings. Unbelievable photographer. He does all kinds of nature things and all of that. And he's so good. And then David Clark from Jamaica. His birthday is on the 30th. I think he went to Tim. He was he is married to, I think, a hurdler. But I think he went to El Paso. I think he went to El Paso. But very, very, very good. And then the one and only Frank Dick, one of the best coaches that I've ever known. He went to school, Loughborough, with Sir Olington Butler.
Oh.
I don't know, you weren't here when Robin Roberts did the, what do you call it, the roast of Valley.
No.
You weren't here. Okay. So, Robin said that Ali called home from England to get a job at Government High. And the only thing they said, they didn't say anything, pack your clothes and come home, because they thought he was British. It's unbelievable. And Frank Dick talks a little bit more about Ali. But he is a motivational speaker now, okay? And he coached all of these fantastic athletes, okay? And then he had the opportunity, or Spence had the opportunity, when he was going on his European cruise with his European bride that is now gone, that Frank drove him around for more than an hour and had the opportunity to talk with him. Mm-hmm. So he he is an unusual fellow. And then my brothers and sisters, I can't believe the numbers of friends I had passed them. It started with the Deputy Prime Minister's father. I was shocked to hear of the passing of Lester Boleg, a SAC man. He attended Mankato State, and his friend, Craig Derry, of the Sugar Hill Gang. The group came here in 1981 with my nephew. Craig got to know him well. They played music, but then they had to be in school and some other sport. And he said at some point when the, you know, Minnesota, when they had the challenges, he decided to go with the music. And what does he do now? He lives in New York, and he is somebody that gives vocal lessons.
Okay.
what's his name, Neville Wisdom, went to school with him, and he wanted him to come, sing at his son's wedding. But that could not happen. Well, Gordon Major is watching. Thank you, Gordon. Thank you. Well, I have the, I said, Craig talked about how much he felt about Lester going. And I gave special condolences to the father of Fritz Grant Jr. and his family. Dopal Stubbs, widow of Ravi Stubbs. Eve Eloise Wood, the widow of the one and only Jim Wood. Trevor Blair, the son of Linda and Carlton Blair from the Valley. And as I mentioned to him, we're talking about Dennis Johnson, a Jamaican who tied the 100 yards world record in 1961, coached by the great Bud Grant from San Jose State. Well, of course, with San Jose State, you would have Tommy Smith, John Carlos, and a number of other people. The one and only Frankie Bucket Rice from Culmersville, a triple jumper supreme. And I mentioned Walter Mondale. I had the opportunity of going to school in Minnesota. So anybody who would have been in Minnesota knows Walter Mondale. I had the opportunity, as I said, to attend St. John's. I thank my great friend and guest, Tim Barrett. Any parting words, Doc?
Well, first of all, Hawk, thank you for having me on the show and highlighting the book. I hope that anyone who reads it, it's going to be available online soon. There'll be Instagram and Facebook connections to help people know how to get it online. But I hope if you get a chance to read it, when you read it, that you will do so with the whole idea that this is a one-time opportunity,
yes,
that God has given us to be the best that we can become according to the gifts and talents that he has placed in all of us. And stop trying to compare yourself with somebody else and be the best you can
are
be.
You. You are you.
You are you.
Yeah. Well, let me say this. We couldn't do this without our producer supreme, Arlington Rule. Not Arlington Butler, Arlington Rule. I thank all those persons who tuned in via their various platforms. I also give special kudos to the one and only, we leave that alone for now. And Track World has been brought to you by Sun Oil Limited, my bestseller book, From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition. Auerbach Homes, AFD Services, with my good cousin, Freeman DeVoe. Oh, tell me, we don't have any bad cousins. Sunshine Insurance and Clean Insurance, where I have been a financial services representative for more than 40 years. Next week, Tim, we will be speaking about incentives for those athletes who are able to break old records, national records. And I think of William Johnson, who will be on the show.
Knucklehead.
And William Johnson still has the 1,500-meter record in May of 1983. Wow. So if anybody could break that record, we are looking for somebody to sponsor whoever broke that record. Now, Tim, we already got the opportunity of one of our friends, Livingston Marshall. He is telling Chris Brown that if anybody breaks his record, 1 minute, 54.54 seconds. Mm-hmm. If anybody broke that, he will sponsor $1,000.
Wow.
And he says he has a little joke with Chris.
Of course.
So I don't know.
That's what, about the 800 meter record.
That's about the 800 meter record. Yeah. And Chris should have broken it. Chris said two things. He said he was going to run a lot of 200s, or some 200s, and 800s. But that didn't happen. And it ain't going to happen now. But still be waiting for somebody to break it. Thanks a million times, again and again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I have enjoyed this show.
The pleasure is all mine, and thank you for having me.
Sandy Snow is watching, and she is with USA Track and Field. Thank you, Sandy, and thank you, everybody else.